This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We will reveal to you the only place in the United States that I know of where you can actually vote for human. I'll explain what I mean by that here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to jump back into your phone calls. But if you're just tuning in to bring you up to speed, we, in the first hour of the program, played a two-minute-long audio track from a video of a man refusing to participate in what appears to be a completely consensual border checkpoint questioning. If you've ever been through one of these Border Patrol checkpoints where they have the question of, are you a United States citizen? Then maybe you'll have some idea of what we're talking about here. This guy refused to answer that question. He refused to pull over to secondary for a search of his vehicle. And he was ultimately, after a little bit of deliberating between the guards outside of his window, able to go along his way.
Yeah, but it's not completely consensual because he had to pull over.
That's true.
If it was consensual, he would just be able to say, yeah, I don't think I'll stop today.
Right. And, true.
And
he was under duress for sure.
The fact is, whenever one deals with a law enforcement officer on the road, you're under threat of death. When those lights come on, you'll stop. Or they can shoot out the tires, shoot the car, you know, but they ram them, do all kinds of things.
And nothing about this interaction, especially if you're in it, feels like it's consensual. They make it so it feels like it's obligatory. You're coming into this facility and there are these cops everywhere and they've got guns and they say things that sound authoritative and they, they're stern and they look at you and, they're staring you down and everything about it is a very adversarial encounter. And that's exactly what it is. You are not their friend. They are not your friend. You are their adversary and they are interested in putting you in a cage. If you don't do what they say.
This is the sort of, and I've said it before, this is the reasonable result of, in this case, immigration law.
Let's touch further on that here in a moment. Ian is with us in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Ian.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, good evening, guys. It's
welcome.
Dan.
Sorry, Dan. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, first of all, I want to thank both of you all for doing what you're doing. I just to let you know, like your advertisement you have about one of these sports guys informing me. I used to be a big talk radio guy, and it was just right-wing stuff. And you guys are really opening up my mind and giving me a lot of food for thought. So, again,
cool.
I thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Well, we're glad you're out there listening, and I appreciate the conversation. So what did you want to bring to the table tonight?
About the alcohol checkpoints and stuff, I've always been a little upset about them because I figure, they have no right to really do that. If I show them, if I'm swerving and giving them signs, yes, pull me over. But for them to be able to stop, it just reminds me of other countries and how we are slowly losing our freedoms, and we're not even being aware of it. It's almost the analogy like these electronic fences for dogs. You set them out in the yard with their collar, they think they're so free, but you go to a certain extent, you will be shocked.
Bam. Well, yeah, well, not only are people not aware that they're giving up their freedoms for things like DUI checkpoints, many of them cheer it on. I mean, there are plenty of people. If you suggest stopping DUI checkpoints, you might as well be Charles Manson. I mean, people will respond to you as though you are a detriment to society, that all you want is drunks on the roads, you just want dangerous driving conditions, and hey, the police are just out trying to help you, so why don't you just shut up, slow down, and show your papers. Come on now. Get in line.
Oh, exactly. And especially in this state, we tend to be very backwards, as you all probably well know. But I tell you what, I am spreading the word about your all's radio station. And, Mark, I personally feel that you is not a conspiracy theory. I think we are being set up. for something big down the road, militarily, with the government. I mean, it just seems like they are just heck bent on, destroying industry and making it stressful and, you know, with taxation. And I mean, everyone I work with, you know, just has a hard time. I mean, it's everybody. And can y'all help me out on this? And then I'll let you go. But is it my understanding that, like, Social Security Administration and other departments are, like, stockpiling weaponry and hollow point bullets? And if so, why?
Well, I don't know. I've seen the stories, and it's amazing.
They pop up every few months.
Yeah, it's amazing when you hear about, like, the Department of Education getting you know a shipment of AR-15s or shotguns or something, and this has been going on for years. You know, these stories, and you know they're credible stories. And I'm always stunned by it. It's not like you ever see the Department of Education with their shotguns.
Exactly, but that's what's terrifying me. And like you're saying, no one's even saying anything. Or, you know, and I'm just going, you know, what are we being set up for? You know, what is truthfully going on? And hopefully we will find out. And also,
maybe I don't want to find out, but I get where you're coming from.
I do agree.
We could speculate. We could be paranoid. There, of course, are plenty of talk shows out there and websites you can go to expound upon that level of paranoia about, you know, the FEMA camps. They're preparing to inter everyone in the country into a camp, and they want to round up the activists, and they want to exterminate 80% of the world's population. And there's all kinds of conspiracy theory out there. You know, the agencies buying guns or buying ammo stories, it could just be as simple as, well, most federal agencies have a police department. That police department would, you know, like Amtrak, you know, they've got the Amtrak police or whatever.
Maybe you have to have some kind of security guard on a train, I suppose. But, I just wonder, the Department of Education, what do they need police for? It just doesn't make any sense.
To guard their buildings or something like that. They're probably ordering these guns, just like how the military. I remember we talked with Silver Dave from Sons of Liberty Mints once. He was a former Special Forces, I think.
Buds or something, yeah.
Special Forces in the Army, and he was talking about how they had one day a year where they would go out, or a few days a year, where they would just go out and blast through all their ammunition that they had so they could go and get some more of it in the budget for the next year. So if these are federal agencies that have police departments, they may simply be burning through their ammunition and reordering, you know, more guns and ammo every year simply because they can, not because it's part of some sort of grand plot to oppress. Not that there's not a plot to oppress on some people's parts, but I don't know if that's evidence of it. It could just simply be bureaucracy being bureaucracy and wanting to continue to feed itself more and bigger budgets.
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
I guess what I'm saying is don't see a conspiracy where it's just bureaucracy.
I don't know. I find it disturbing that these agencies have these guns for whatever reason. But at the same time, I've always kind of wondered about fire marshals carrying them around too. There's fire marshals all across this country working.
Shoot the fire.
They're a law enforcement officer, and they investigate arsons oftentimes. But I just kind of what's a fireman need a gun for?
Ian, I appreciate you call, or Dan rather, sorry. I appreciate you calling in here tonight, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, we've got Skype. You may avail yourself of that as well. Connect to us at username lrn.fm. But do send a contact request first, otherwise you will not get through. So hit us up with that. Now, Mark, you said this is an extension, these border checkpoints that are inconveniencing so many on a daily basis. They're an extension of the immigration bureaucracy and enforcement.
Yeah, basically, if you make it illegal for people to come here and to this country and have a better life or whatever. Now, look, I don't think anybody should be able to come in here and live off the the dole. I think that's ridiculous. But, I do think that people who want to make a better life for themselves and want to work for that better life absolutely should be coming here, because that's how we're going to grow an economy, and that'll be good for everybody. And we don't have the highest immigration we've ever had in this country. It's not even close. But this is really just an outcropping of all that. And that's why, you know, a lot of people are happy about this Eric Cantor thing getting voted out with the Tea Party and that kind of thing.
I don't know much about it. You'll have to tell me more in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here, whether you want to talk immigration, checkpoints, refusing to obey, standing up for your rights. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live.
Quantum the Bible, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. The focus has been around checkpoints, the border checkpoints, also DUI checkpoints, plus The newer Papers, Please checkpoints, as we're seeing apparently sprout up in various different places. And they'll probably think of other things to set up checkpoints for, because the American people seem to not have much of a problem with it being stopped in mass and just being ordered around and demanded paperwork of. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at username lrn.fm. CashIntoCoins.com has morphed into the new Express Coin. It's the best choice for buying Bitcoins or Dogecoin. More easy, so fast, much legal, while inexpensive. Express Coin still prides themselves on their customer service. In fact, their new website will make it easier for them to focus on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, and you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Still the same great rates that you got at Cash Into Coins. It's just now known as ExpressCoin.com. We go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi, guys. I was listening to that last caller, and he specifically said, and I'm not calling to give him a hard time, but I'm calling to correct him so that I wish people would stop saying this. He said he used to listen to a lot of right-wing radio, and he's coming over to your side. Well, a lot of people are, and some right-wing radio are Republicans, but people are confusing conservatives with, that's one of the reasons I listen to you. Conservatives have a lot of the same, less government. They're just like you guys. And don't you call yourself libertarians? Am I correct?
I'll accept the terminology. It's not my favorite word.
For lack of a better word.
I like conscientious objector, and it's to whatever it is that whatever government program you're talking about. I'm a conscientious objector.
Okay, and that's the conservatives are left government. They're not necessarily Republican, but they vote Republican because they don't have any other choices until now. I'm not a member, but from what I understand, many of them vote Tea Party because it's about less government, less taxes. The other thing, two other things I wanted to say, as far as Democrats and or liberals calling themselves progressives, people need to understand that people vote Democrat because they don't, just like with Republican, they don't have any other choice. But liberals started calling themselves progressives when people started looking down on liberals after many, many, many decades, because liberals represented big government, high taxes, and they got a dirty name. So some people started calling themselves progressives because, they didn't want to be ID'd as a liberal. There are statistics out there that, it wasn't cool to be a liberal more recently. And then there are others that call themselves progressives because it sounds so nice and happy and sunshiny and unicorns, like, they're moving the country forward.
But moving it towards what is the question I always ask when I hear this progressive term. What are you progressing? What do you want to progress towards?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. If people understand what progressivism is, look back in, 1917, the Bolsheviks. Progressivism is nothing more in this country. Our progressivism is nothing more than communists with patience. They have a lot of patience, and more recently, Dean, that one that was running for president,
Howard Dean. Howard
crazy,
Dean, yes.
I couldn't remember his first name. You'd think that he's cemented in my head.
I don't know if he's cemented, but he had a funny stream.
he said we're moving piece by piece by piece. So that answers that progressivism question. As far as the conservatives, I want to say something. I just heard this on Larry Kudlow. Now, Larry Kudlow. He is, he's that financial guy.
He does a money talk show.
He does the money talk show. He's fiscally conservative, less taxes, less government. He just had Dr. Ben Carson on there, and Dr. Ben Carson is not only a brilliant surgeon, but he's also ran his own business. He was a, you know.
Who is this? Some politician?
Well, no, he's a doctor he's flirting with the idea of being running for president.
Okay. So, you know, you brought up these terms, conservative, progressive.
Let me tell you what he said just today. He said that Obamacare, the way it was written, was absolutely about control. It had
well, of course, I mean, it's something from the government.
Medicine.
I mean, everything the government puts together is about control. But I'm not really convinced that conservatives want less government. I mean, I know that some of them say that, but you go to one of these tea parties and you hear all kinds of calls for more border patrol and border enforcement or military budgets. And
part of the
like
reason
that
Eric Cantor was defeated was his capitulation on amnesty. And that says to me the Tea Party wants to necessarily increase in enforcement, and that means more guns, more border patrol agents, more whatever, of people hunting down, door knocking, car stopping. And that's not fiscally conservative, it's fiscally liberal. Let's give what Republicans and conservatives seem to like in this country is they don't like bureaucracy and they don't like government bureaucrats unless the government bureaucrats carry a gun on their hip.
Well, you've got me there because I'm not speaking for all conservatives, but I will say I personally want border control. I don't like that free flow over our borders. I don't care.
So let me ask you this, though.
Okay, so and that's where I know I sound like I'm being a hypocrite, but you know what we're doing? We're importing uneducated people. These people are not our future. And for people,
most of
like
our parents
this,
came to this country uneducated.
No. But
why should somebody have to have an education in order to come and make a better life for themselves?
Okay, wait a minute. Who just said that?
Most of our parents came to this country uneducated.
Right. Who just said that? Mark or Ian?
Mark.
Okay, Mark. I agree with that. But they came with a drive. I'm going to tell you something. I'm second generation in this country. Nobody, all four grandparents came over. And when you say, you know, how they used to, when people weren't, you know, up to speed or something, they'd say, you know, kiddingly, if you didn't know something, even if you had been here for many, many generations, they'd say that cliche, did you just get off the boat? Well, all four of my grandparents did. And they somehow ended up in the city I live in and met and married and never went back again. So anyone.
Well, it was a good thing that no bureaucrats got in their way and put one of them in a cage for not filling out the right paperwork. Dana, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I don't support the idea of having a bunch of bureaucrats try to tell people who are trying to make a better life. And by the way, most of these immigrants, a lot of immigrants, are more likely to be entrepreneurs. They're more likely to have a drive than the average American.
The problem is people come here, they get free stuff. I understand why people are critical of that. I mean, who wants to do it? But that's the problem with the government. We have a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
You can bring up whatever you want to share here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, checkpoints, immigration, whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. No one has done that yet tonight. We've got all phone calls here, and the lines are loaded up. So if you're trying to call in on the phone lines, you will not get through at this point because they're very busy. But Skype, wide open for you at username lrn.fm. And, hey, don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com and then join us in real life in Chicago next month.
Yeah, we're on the 19th and 20th of July. We're going to be in Chicago at the Chicago's McCormick Place South for the North American Bitcoin Conference. If you've heard about Bitcoins, Bitcoins are amazing new technology. They are a cryptocurrency. That means it's a currency that's backed by the power of math as opposed to whatever backs government currencies like nothing. And I think that they're really, it's really sweeping the globe. The fact is there's more transaction volume in Bitcoin than there is in PayPal. Bitcoins have eclipsed PayPal in use. And that's phenomenal. I think that the only place is going up from here, and that's why I'm excited to be involved in the Bitcoin community. And you can go find out more, get involved, maybe get a job, because I'm certain there'll be jobs to be had, especially for the tech savvy at this event. I've seen it happen more than once. And just find out. If you've got a business, you can find out how to accept Bitcoins at your business. Tony Gallippi from BitPay will be there, and I can assure you he would love to help you do that. You can go to BitPay.com and figure it out on your own there. As a matter of fact, Roger Veer from Blockchain.info, he's known as Bitcoin Jesus, they've got an app for small stores to be able to take Bitcoins. You just go to Blockchain.com, and you can get the app right there. Trace Meyer of Armory Wallet will show you how to keep your Bitcoins safe. And Brock Pierce will talk to you about investing in digital currency. So there you go. Get your tickets, btcchicago.com. Any listeners who want to see the show done live, please come. Enjoy it. btcchicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin. btcchicago.com.
Back to the phones. Your calls and thoughts on what you want. Lewis is in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, as a refugee from New York, I thought I would point out the very interesting fact that when I was living there, the garbage police carried guns.
What in the world were they doing with them?
Well, I don't know. You know, drop that cigar butt, pal. I have a gun. I think what it was the unions. If you're in law enforcement, you would get maybe $12 an hour, but you could get $20 an hour if you were licensed to pack the gun.
Got it.
So I think it was a union thing for more income.
It drives up the value of the individual who's carrying the gun. That makes some sense. I mean, clearly a person carrying a gun is more important, as it were, than a person who's not.
At least I'm not going to tell someone holding a gun they're not more important than I am.
Right, there you go. I think it just sort of shows up in our minds. Now, if you want to look important, wear a sword.
Or crazy.
Yeah, like General Grant. His sword was taller than he was. I think it went up to his chest.
Lewis, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, actually, you were talking about checkpoints. New York, again, it was the sanitation police. While I was living there, they used to rifle through your garbage, and then you would get a $250 or so ticket for not separating for recycling.
Oh, my God.
New York City had no recycling program.
They had no recycling program, but you had
they
to separate
had no recycling
for recycling?
Program. It all went to Staten Island to the same hole.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard this with different municipalities.
So
say things like,
just to be clear, they wanted you to separate things for recycling and put them in some sort of separate container, and then ultimately they'd throw them all together in the same place?
That's exactly it.
Wow, what a scam.
So what happened was when he was confronted with it at a press conference, Mayor Giuliani said, well, it was a training program to get New Yorkers into the habit of separating in case they ever did.
It clearly is.
Lewis, thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, somehow or another, little Keene, New Hampshire manages to make it without garbage men. You know, every other municipality is like, well, who would take the garbage if it wasn't for the government?
There are garbage men. They just don't work for the city.
You're right. I'm sorry. Government garbage men.
Yeah, there are actually in Keene, there are private agencies that you can hire to
take
out your garbage.
Can you imagine the idea that in the free market, somebody would pick up your garbage?
So there's a whole bunch of somebody.
If you were willing to pay them?
Those people are willing to compete for your garbage, as a matter of fact.
Competition. It increases innovation and drives down price. And customer service goes up.
So, and it was a shocker when I moved here. Because I was so acclimated to having the government pick up the garbage. And
somehow people believe that centralization breeds efficiency, even though we have hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, of government monopolies to show that it doesn't.
Dana is also in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, Dana.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, guys.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things for you. You know, this whole thing about checkpoints. I'll give you a quick story here. In the wintertime, I travel a lot. I bring people on fishing and fun type trips to South America and Latin America and places like that. And coming back a couple of years ago into Boston Airport, which I'll never do again, the immigration there, border, U.S. border agents, they're so tough there that they check everything in your bag, I mean, on every person, on every flight, and I walked up to one of them one time and wanted to ask her a question, and she put her hand on her gun. And she said, please step back. And I said, I just wanted to ask you a question. And she said, just please step back. So I let it go, and I got in line, and they rifled through all my belongings coming back from Brazil. And I was standing there, and she says, take your hands out of your pocket. And I said, why? She said, because I said so.
Yeah.
I said, what's the problem? She said, take your hands out of your pocket. Another guy came over. I just let it go, and I just took my hands out of my pocket. But it's so bad in some of these airports. Now, I will say, when you enter the southern airports in the southern states, they're totally fine, very friendly. But some of these northern ones, like New York and Boston, they're just, it's draconian. It's hideous. And
it's police state training, in my opinion. I don't know whether it's a conspiracy theory. I'm not willing to go that far, but I can tell you when your kids are raised in schools where they have to walk through metal detectors and all kinds of things, they've got cops in the school, they're getting ready. They're being acclimated for life in the new America. I went over to the Middle East. They got police officers with Uzis slung over their shoulders. I found it very disturbing. This was back in 1998, pre-9/11. And then now I can go to New York City and I can see them standing right there on Wall Street looking the same way.
Yep, we've done it.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is that and you go to a country like Brazil, you get all different kind of races, people coming to the airports. Security is, other than, you know, carrying a gun on an airplane, the security is very lax. And the big difference is, you know, the United States, and I'm preaching to the choir here, they stick their nose in every single country in the world's business. Look what happened in Iraq. Now Iraq is collapsing. Look what happened when they booted Saddam Hussein. Now look what happened when they booted Muammar Gaddafi out. They create these messes. They create the animosity of all these people towards the U.S., and they have to do these draconian things like having police state checkpoints and so forth. And it's all their fault. I mean,
yep. I saw a Facebook meme yesterday, and it was a picture of Saddam Hussein saying, "Miss me yet?" You know, the George Bush one. It's hilarious.
Well,
he just left the guy alone. Granted, he was not a good guy, but it was stable there. And it's just the U.S. gets in there, and they topple these regimes, and the people that replace them are five times worse.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I wouldn't propose to say who's good or bad. It's none of my business who's running Iraq. That's the Iraqi people's issue.
Exactly.
And they're the ones, you know, the United States, at some point they got sick and tired of the king running the place, and they finally kicked him out. And I think that's what people need to do. They need to do that. They need to come to the point where they're willing to do that in their country, because if not, you just create a vacuum.
Dana, your points are spot on. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call at 855-450-450. Free. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We do have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Send a contact request over. We will approve it. Usually it takes us no more than a segment or so to get to the approval, and then you just dial on in and connect with us. Talk about anything you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, whether it's checkpoints, immigration, the police state, or whatever's got you burning, whatever you want to share. 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And it's brought to you by ProXPN, that toll-free number. We've also got Skype. Skype on into the program at username lrn.fm. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We'll give you more for free than they'll charge you for, I bet, over at freetalklive.com. Go and see it for yourself. Now, do you need focus? Are you feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts? There's a lot going on in our lives these days. It's hard to keep track of it all, and it's easy to get tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut, that will give you the focus you need and help you get things done? Check out Modafinil from modup.net, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Studies show that one in five students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how Modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net. There's fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality Modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net supports the Bitcoin community. If you pay with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%. And to make the deal even better, use our discount code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. That's code FTL at modup.net. And remember that Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply to you. Please, we recommend you look into it for yourself at modup.net. They've got great service at a great price, and use code FTL to get an even better deal at modup.net. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk first to Danny, listening in South Carolina to WQXL. Hey, Danny.
Hey, good evening from the sovereign state of South Carolina. Look here. I want to make a quick comment about what you said about immigration, about immigrants being more highly motivated and whatnot. This is true I think, and we were all raised to believe that. But one of the golden rules of sociology is that you never oppress one group of people to elevate another.
Agreed.
Since our country has become as weakened as it has become, the argument that these immigrants are highly motivated is being replaced by a simmering animosity. So we do have to keep that in mind.
But you mean Americans have an animosity towards immigrants? Is that what you mean?
Well, Mexicans in particular.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true, and it's mostly because they feel that they are responsible for that. They're not responsible, but they feel that they're forced to pay for medical, welfare and schooling when they wouldn't otherwise have to.
That's only one objection, though, Mark. Some object to the "they took our jobs" line.
No, which
is nonsense.
It's like saying Kia, because they sell lower priced cars, is somehow taking cars from Toyota. It's nonsense.
It is true that there are only so many jobs to go around, however.
Not true.
Whether it's true or not, the perception is, I think, in many cases, honestly expressed. People really genuinely feel that way. And,
I agree. Yes, they genuinely feel that way. Yes.
They're feeling that way based on misinformation and miscommunication. It's not true that there's a limited number of jobs. At any given moment, there are only so many available, but the more people that come here, the more jobs are created because all of those people need to have things to...
They drive cars. They live in houses.
If only that were so. Actually, we don't have as many jobs as we used to have, say, 10 or 15 years ago. But that's not really why I called you. I called you because you're talking about conspiracy theories. And I want to agree with you. There's a conspiracy theory for every person, every color, every creed, every religion. There are so many conspiracy theories out there. But there is one that is developing to be a horror story, and that is this business about the government preparing for some kind of mass civil insurrection. Where I live, I can see it everywhere. I mean, they started fortifying federal buildings after 9/11 on the pretense that Al-Qaeda tanks were going to try to ram them and blow them up or something. Mm-hmm. But now what we're finding out is they're talking about closing federal offices. And the excuse is to save money, but the reality is they're afraid of what happens when this currency collapse. Another conspiracy theory, which is a conspiracy fact now, since Russia and China have agreed to trade in yuan and rubles, the possibility of having a financial collapse grows with every day. And if that happens, the possibility of civil unrest grows. So I really think we need to take that more seriously and try not to brush it off, I think.
Well, I take it very seriously, which is why I have taken some Federal Reserve notes and changed them into alternative currencies like gold, silver, and Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin.
In order to diversify the amount of savings that I have into different things, because we know the federal government is not a good steward of the money system, and they are going to continue to inflate the money supply and continue to move that inflated money over to their buddies in the military-industrial complex and the government-industrial complex, if you want to use that term, all their buddies and corporations and things like that, and we'll all get screwed on it. So, yeah, the only thing you can really do is to take care of yourself and make sure that you've got some savings in something other than dollars, and then you'll be a little bit better off. And thank you, Danny, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And if you want to learn about more about Bitcoin, we use coins.com. It is a decentralized currency, Bitcoin, and it's the most valuable currency in the entire world. It's right around, what is it, 580 or something like that right now?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's over $500 per Bitcoin at the moment, and years ago it was a fraction of a cent. So it's really come a long way, and more big companies are beginning to accept Bitcoin. Dish Network has announced that they're going to be taking it toward the end of this year. Even eBay is toying around with the idea of taking Bitcoin, from what I understand.
They keep talking about toying around with it, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a real thing. This is not some sort of joke. This is not a hobby. This is this is a real life-changing, kind of world-changing currency. You owe it to yourself. If you care about sound money, you owe it to yourself to look into Bitcoin. And if you're ready to go and get some gold and silver, check out gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. You know, Bitcoin's new. It's kind of scary. Gold and silver, not new, not scary. They've been around a long time. They've historically been a great hedge against inflation. So it's a good way to keep some of your money in savings and make it so the government can't extract value from it. That's one of the things that silver and gold are really good for. So go and go to gold.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. As we go to Ben,
he's like we've got more jobs than anywhere on this graph going back to 2004 right now. Now, they may not be great jobs. It doesn't it doesn't talk about payroll, but job numbers are just right back where they were at the beginning of the recession.
Ben is with us in Livingston, West Virginia. Hey, Ben, you're on the air.
Well, I was actually in Livingston, Virginia, headed to Lynchburg, but I'm happy to be here. But all right. I am a former Virginia State Trooper, and, you know, my position on these stops and traffic checks, I've often tried to contrast that, because I got out of the law enforcement business about 25 years ago.
Oh,
but
wow.
The whole deal that bothers me the most, looking back on my track record, this business of pulling people over and radioing in, saying, I'm checking out a subject. You ever heard? Have you ever been around law enforcement and said, I'm get a 1029 on a subject?
Yep.
You know, England has subjects. The United States of America has citizens.
Mm.
And as a citizen, I don't like being, I didn't like it then. And I don't know how we came to this, because I don't appreciate traffic stops either. I've been out of business long enough to where I'm a very private person. I don't want my business broadcast all over everything. And the truth of the matter is, we are coming to a state that there will be no secrets. You will not be safe. And this whole deal with them building up military arsenals, and it's coming. It is coming. I feel it in my bones.
Now, Ben, you said you've been out of the policing world 25 years. That's a pretty long time, you know, to be out. So what have you seen change, at least from the outside, or maybe from some people that you still know who are kind of on the inside? What are some of the observations that you've made about policing since you left it?
Well, when I was in law enforcement, you know, the only people that really carried guns were the police. You know, we didn't really have, well, you were just talking about it, with, you know, these government agencies having guns and stockpiles of weapons. They didn't have it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, having resource officers at school, I've never understood why we did that. Because when I was going to school, the two kids got into a fight, you know, you'd settle it in the schoolyard and it'd be done. Now, you know, if two kids get into a fight, somebody is going to get a criminal record as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is just beyond where I think it needs to be.
I think this is good stuff. If you have more you want to share, Ben, you're welcome to hang through the news if you got to go. I understand, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Hang on otherwise. The toll-free number is 855-453. Former state trooper in the state of Virginia 25 years ago. It's interesting to get the perspective. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. We've got hour number 3 still on the way here for this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-453. More coming up.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.